Sometimes it comes. Where it comes, hey. Then four finally.
Thank you. ہم دن بولے سنا کیا بولا ایک وہ پاگل ایک یہ پاگل دو سو پاگل
and to all the sannyasis.
So, to all the ladies and gentlemen, Ataji is present here for my appropriate respect just now. Gurudev has ordered me to speak on Shankarji from amongst the 10 Maharaj. There is also the descriptions of Shankarji. Now to stay away from the criticizing Shastra, etc. To consider Shankarji to be equal to Shankarji, that is also an offense. Describing about these offenses, there also comes the topic of Shankarji. Shankarji, Shivji is very dear to the Lord. Harihar Ekatma. The Lord and Shankarji, Shivji is also Vishnu Tattva. The Lord and Shankarji, they are all one and the same. If we, although we may call Sadashiva as Vishnu or Sadashiva as present as Vishnu, he is also present there in Shivlok eternally as Sadashiva. In Brahma Samhita also it is described that from milk yogurt is made, but from yogurt milk can never be made. Yogurt always remains as yogurt. Similarly, from Vishnu Tattva, he is not Jiva Tattva. From Vishnu Tattva, he appears as Shankarji, he resides eternally. He is the cause and the effect. In both, when as Upadhan, when we see the entire in congregation, we see that in this world, you see the deity of Shankarji. Shankarji is sitting, and what do we see on his body? First of all, on his forehead, we see the most pure object in this world, the Gangaji. It is sitting, resting on his head. What is the most impure? Where you have to go and have to take bath. Without taking bath, you will not be able to allow to enter in the house. The ashes of the crematorium, that ashes also are decorating his body. All his body is smeared with these ashes. On his forehead, Ganga, on his body, ashes from the crematorium. What is this contradictory behavior? The most pure Ganga on his head. And along with that, if we are the in Bhagavad is described, maybe staying, or maybe very poor, everybody has to get three results. He either is burned, or buried, or eaten by the animals. So this result of this body, still a person is dying, so proud that, oh, I am such a great person, such a personality. In this pride, always we are absorbed, all of us. And Shankarji, what does he do? Parvati. Shankarji Devi says in Bhagavatam, the Devadev Mahadev Shankarji, he has refused, he has kicked with the nails of his toes all this wealth, opulences of this world, all the facilities of this world, he has just kicked away by the toenails. He is sitting on the Kailash Parvat. He has no house. कम करने को बोलो वॉल्यूम बहुत ज़्यादा है उनके इशारा करो उनके इशारा करो बोलो कम करने को बोलो इस ऑलवेज मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द लॉर्ड सिटिंग ऑन द कैलाश पर्वत इफ सम इंकार्नेशन सॉरी इफ समबडी कम्स एन ऑफेंस दैट इज आल्सो वेरी towards Shankarji, it can be very grave. Dakshi, well, he performed the first, he made Naraji as the teacher for the description as the guru that please teach them the topmost topic. Naraji agreed that yes, I will teach them the topmost topic. So after educating them, teaching them, he said that, okay, so children, now your education is complete, and now you go to your home. Before going home, you must think. You must understand the world properly, only then you should enter the worldly life. Just this much he said. All the boys, Now they accepted sannyas. And Narayan Sarovar, they went and took sannyas. And they are beginning to worship the Lord. Thus Prajapati is searching his sons. Where are his sons? Oh, he understands that they have all of them gone away, taken sannyas. He became very surprised. Where are they? Then he found out that all of them have taken the renounce order, and Naraji has spoiled everyone. That time, Daksha Prajapati said to Naraji, he began to abuse him and he cursed him that go, never. More than 15 minutes, the time that it takes to milk the cows, more than that, you will not be able to stay in one place. You have spoiled my children. Naraji says, so nice. Today, I will be able to wander all around the world freely by the effect of this curse. Naraji became very happy and he began wandering all around. And there, Daksha Prajapati, what he did, when he cursed Naraji, because of the result, the reaction to this curse, whatever seed had appeared in him, that began to sprout, and this. And then in the yoga arena, along with Brahmaji performing the fire sacrifice, they are speaking ruthlessly. Shankar ji came in, but he offered respects to all. And he is Daksha thinking that he is my son-in-law, and he doesn't offer respects to me. Such right. Proud. He is like my son and he has insulted me. So, like this, in anger, now his body is burning because of anger. The heat is increasing in his body because of this anger so much so that he cannot control himself any longer. And now he began to abuse. Now he is beginning to abuse. Oh, and he is not fit to sit in this assembly. He is not fit to take part in the demigod fire sacrifice. He doesn't know any politeness. Such stubborn person, such proud person, I don't sit among such a person. I curse you. From today, you will not get your part of the fire sacrifice. Shankarji just kept quiet. He is not replying anything. He is not even looking in the direction of Daksha Prajapati. And Daksha Prajapati just kept on speaking abusive words. His blood boiling and he stomped, stamping his feet, he went away from this arena. Nandi also cursed in return that from today you will have a head of a goat. You will become a musty, greedy, and you will become turned against the Lord. You will become an atheist. You will turn against all the Shastras. Nandi gave this curse. All the Brahmins who were laughing there, he also cursed them also. You will all become beggars. Like this, you will become Brahmins just who are wanting to beg for filling up their stomach. The Brahmins also cursed in return. You follower of Shankarji, the followers of Shankarji will always have bones decorating their bodies and they will drink wine in sun. And Shankarji is so disturbed that without any reason, so much arguments and such a big drama has been created here uselessly. After many days now, after this, Sati Devi, she began to ask her husband that please, I want to go to my father's home. Everybody is going to their father's home. I also want to go. I request you also come. Again and again when she is insisting, then Shankarji refused that, listen, after such insult, if I go there, definitely this is going to increase only. It's better that I should not go in that home. I will not even look, not only I will not go there, I will not even look in that direction. How can I go? It's not possible. Whether you also don't go. If you go, only you'll take trouble. But they did not agree. She coming out of the home and comes inside again. Like this. Thinking again and again. Now, anyway, she began to go away from the home. When she was starting to run away from the home, he, Shankarji is asking his associate, what you're sitting here? Go and take the ornaments and other clothes for your mistress and follow her. Now, yajna was being performed in the inner father's home. Nobody was offering any oblations to her husband. And seeing all this, she said, either you should cut the tongue of a person who criticizes, or if you have the power, you should cut their argument, or you should go away from that place, or because either you should leave your body. So she thought that it is better that I will leave my body. At least Shankarji will not speak harmful words to me, oh Dakshayani, like father, like daughter. In next life, I will take birth again I will serve Shivji. That time, immediately, by the mystical power of yoga, she left her body, and in next life, she appeared as Parvati ji, who became Shankarji's Parvati wife again, Parvati. But Daksh Prajapati, what happened to him? Daksh Prajapati was beheaded. All the people came, the Shankar's associates. They beheaded him. They put his head in the fire of the fire sacrifice. And also, the demigod prayed to Shivji, go in the north direction. Whoever is in the north direction, Nandi went and saw that there was one goat there. He just brought, cut this goat head and he connected this goat head to the body of Daksha. And now he has the body of a demigod, but now his head is like the goat. And he became completely greedy, lusty, materialist. He had to. Again, the result of all these offenses was that so many lives he had to suffer. He had to take birth. This material disturbances that come in our life, whatever obstacles come, it is all due to the offenses. We have to suffer all these reactions. That is why it is described that the demigods we cannot criticize. They are some can worship in Gopal and criticize other demigods or demigoddesses. Whatever he has gained by worshipping Gopal, everything that is destroyed, and whatever he wants to do in the future, that is also destroyed. So you should never disrespect or criticize or ignore the demigods or demigoddesses. And also it is described that Kali, Durga, Ganesh, Vishnu, Shiva, all the demigods and demigoddesses, they are all one, they are all equal. To accept this like this also is an offense. They are not equal. Whoever is in what position, you should offer appropriate respect. To offer proper respect is the Vaishnav etiquette. Offense does not mean that we do not understand the etiquette of the Vaishnav. If we do not understand the proper Vaishnav etiquette, he is not a Vaishnav. The first link in the chain of Vaishnavta is that he learns the proper etiquette of a Vaishnav. If somebody is Uttam Adhikari, he is always absorbed on the Lord. Mandyam Adhikari, he can discriminate. So every person should learn how to behave towards the other. If he has not learned this, then everything will be trouble for him. Again and again, we have been warned so not to criticize anybody. Speaking this, one chant on Saturday.
Thank you.
Shiva Tattva is a very difficult subject. Sadashiva is Vishnu Tattva. His opulence is that he destroys the world. This is Shankarji, his expansion. In some kalpa, the living entity, is empowered and he performs the task of Brahma. Shri Vishnu maintains them, empowers them and taking shelter of Tamagun, he destroys the world. Although he is Shiva Tattva, but for the destruction of this world, Sadashiv does not do like this. It is not spoken about Sadashiv. But taking the shelter of Tamagun, he destroys this world. If a qualified person is found, he can perform the task of Brahmaji. But Shiva cannot be found in Jivas, in the living entities, generally. So he, Lord himself, appears as Shiva Tattva. Shivji, that he is the Lord, is not independent of the Lord. He is still subordinate to the Lord. He is seen as a devotee of the Lord. When the Lord Ramchandra completed the bridge to Lanka from India, then when he crossed, Ravan was killed. While returning, he started the bridge from India, there he made Rameshwar. When this temple was established, all the humans who were present there, they said, this Shankarji is Ram's Ishwar, that is why he is Rameshwar. The demigod said, it is not correct. Ram is the Lord. And Shankarji is also Lord. Shivling, this voice came. These words. Ram is the Ishwar of the Jivas. Ram is the Ishwar of whom? That is Rameshwar, like Gopeshwar. The Ishwar of Gopis. Is he Gopeshwar because he is Ishwar of Gopis, or the Gopis are his Ishwar? That is Gopeshwar. Shankarji, in this pastime, in Krishna's pastime, sometimes also commits an offense. But Krishna never takes this offense as an offense. Manasur, there was a big battle with him. At the time of this battle, he fought from the side of Manasur against Krishna, and Krishna defeated them anyhow. Then, after defeating, first of all, Manasur, who had 1,000 arms, all his hands were cut and just 4 hands were left. That time a demigoddess appeared absolutely naked and stood in front of him. Then Krishna did not cut more hands. But Shankarji came, that said, he is my devotee, you please forgive him. Okay, he said, I left these four hands, now he will also, Sangaji said, he will also become your devotee and he will not commit any more offenses. It is seen, there was one demon like Pandrik Vasudev, like his name. He had made two artificial hands and he used to say, I am Vasudev Krishna. He used to say, you leave all these, your weapons, leave this name Krishna. Krishna said, yes, what you say is right. Let me see this demon. Before leaving all these names, so a battle was performed between them, a battle was fought, and he was killed. Krishna killed him. After killing, his associates, his helpers, Kashi Naresh, the king of Kashi, also was burned to ashes, and Kashi, the city, was destroyed completely, burned to ashes by Sudarshan Chakra. And Shivji ran away from there. Running away there, he somehow came to Navadvip in Harihar area, Harihar Kshetra. And day and night he stayed there and tried to please Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu gave him darshan and he said, you go to Bhuvaneshwar. Then he went to Bhuvaneshwar from there. Then there he said, do not consider me, that do not offer me separately, whatever prasad is offered to Anand Vasudev, offer me that prasad. Shankarji resides there, although he is Ishwar Tattva as Palashir, as Gopi he is Gopeshwar. We honor him in these matters. You can give Gopi fame. You can give best fame. You are worshipable for Sanat Sanandan and Naradi, etc. also. Translation. किसी मूव कर जाते हैं ना माइक से, किसी मूव कर जाते हैं।
एक नाम छोटी है, भरत महाराज के चरित्र बोलो, भरत छोटी का उसका चरित्र।
और कंसल जो है नाम बोलो।
Or the Guru, that is Shankara, who maintains the Guru.
Different
shoulder of the world. Sometimes it is seen that a qualified Deva is empowered by Raja Guru and accepts the position of Lord Rama. Lord Vishnu is the presiding king of Sakura, but no Shiva ever becomes Shankara. Even though himself is the only material nature, he accepts the Sattva Samadhan in order to perform his function in this world. Thus, no Shiva can ever become the position of Shiva. The Shiva's position as being a controller of this world is not independent. He gets himself from the position. Therefore, when Rashi, Lord Ramachandra, in order to cross the ocean of Sri Lanka, he installed the city of Shankara. That baby was given the name John Edward. At that time, the human being, the Rama, Prince Rama, Asya, Ishwara. Who is the Ishwara of Rama? Who is that? Rameshwara, Shankara. So the name is called Ekama, that cannot be true. Rama, Asya, Ishwara, Rameshwara. Rama, Asya, Shankara, Abho, Ishwara, then he made it Rameshwara. That time, a boy, Shankar himself came and said, no, Ram Rasa is for us. who is my Ishwara, who is that? Ram, there is a man from Ishwara. Just like Prophet Muhammad, so many in the past, so many of you watch from the India of the Yogi, and the one day, when the real man is Krish, who is Lord of the Yogi, that is now that is Ramesh, that is Prophet Muhammad. So that we see the Chandra from the Apura, the secret of the Lord so much, he doesn't really accept that offense. Chandra had one disciple from Banapur, the Hasuman, who had 1,000 arms. So, what is the name of the same Krishna? When Krishna cut off 993 arms, and only four were left. When Krishna went to give him the Ramana, such a that, that's why one very manifested. And she was naked, and Krishna was trying to cover his eyes, and Banapur said, Shantanu said, on behalf of his disciples, please do not kill him, the Krishna blessed him. He will gladly be for us, and he will become your Shiva Shanti and Shiva Loka. There was another fellow who said, what's the program? He had been thinking of, there was a desire that he was not about there. He made some precious set of arms, he gave himself chakra, everything, and he wrote about it to Krishna. I am a real master, you have to give up your position and give me your weapons and class and everything. The Krishna said, okay, I'll give you my Vedanta chakra. So that's the counting there. Then we have one friend called Shakila, the king of Balanami. So that's the Vedanta chakra, where all of our answers are actions. And now they have to run from there. And he said to Hanimala, that's our name. Somebody down. Then he said, please follow my Bhakti, a thousand years in Darshan. After that, he went to take off the ground in Bhubaneswar. And then he stood there, down. There, there followed another Avasa there. There, Srikrishna Mahadev. He went towards the Mahavishnu and Yama Vanasa there, and he would say that. Then we give Pranam and Shankar, Vrindavana, Vandapi, Gayakova, Soma, Vishnava, Vandapi, Kanasi, Kanasa, Kanasa, Nara, Vaya, Ravishwara, Vajra, Vigami, Shukra, Vandapi, 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 you are always worshipped by the Satisna, the Pope Mother and Mother. Please be known to me and give me that new life friend for the divine couple of Sivada and Vishnu. So Vishwara offers the other 1,000 years of prayer to go to.
Rajut and Bhakti
Yudh.
After describing all these anarthas, now taking the shelter of Guru, Guru there is not a speak. Bhakti Uttanartha, Satam Bhakti, Saguna Bhakti. From one who performs pure devotional service cannot commit any offenses. Those who do devotional acts perform the devotional limbs. Those who perform the devotional limbs for the sake of prestige, wealth, etc., disciples, they can perform offenses. They will perform offenses. Okay? Okay?
Yeah, that's the word. Or if you wouldn't have happened.
Let him complete the sentence. In exchange of bhakti, not one does not require fame, one who wants material facilities, he desires wealth, prestige, and he prays for such things. This is one type of an offense. That is why bhakti ut anath. These are bhakti ut anath. But those are not which arise.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls,
so one should not understand that I am getting all these things, and we should not jangle in that because everything is coming by the way. One should understand this. That's why this is the first Sankaranartha. Many branches come out of that tree, and all the branches have same part of Puja Pratishtha. As much as it will keep on increasing, until we cut all these undesirable branches, the main branch cannot grow. Like fame, fortune, and many things will come to us. In spite of increasing the devotion, these branches, undesirable branches of the tree, keeps on growing. And so until we cut all these undesirable things, if we see some creepers, if we don't cut their undesirable branches, it never gives fruit. So in that way, whenever some undesirable things come into us, we should try to refrain from all those things and perform devotion. Only then we can progress in our devotional path. Now, talking about anarthas, but these anarthas, the taking records of the Guru, getting the and very cautiously, whatever teachings we got from the Guru Devi, to follow properly, then all the honors of gradually dispelled from the heart. Three kinds of there are five levels. When he starts performing bhajan and he gets little bit detachment from the ground, like 25 paisa out of 1 rupee, 1/4, so 1/3 is still remaining, 3/4 still remaining. So 3/4 is completely extinguished. And now only 1/4 is remaining. Bahudeshwar. Like, mostly. not been completed yet. No, only 2% is remaining. 98% has been completed. All the energy that is felt from the heart. Sampurna, completely. Entire person, the entire, all the energy are completely dispelled from the heart. Who not understand everything. There is nothing else. And the last one is Ashyanti, the fifth. Completely all the energy is from the heart. And there is no chance of arising anarchy in the heart again. Krishna Chakravarti is telling Gramo Dagdha Patu Bhagna. If one village has been set on fire, and this spot is torn, how like this spot is torn, completely torn, a little torn, just completely separated. It may be too much, the person says, so it has completely been burned, or half is completely burned, burned or 75 burned. There is a certain percentage. This is Anshi Parshiyal. Take a picture of the kindle. And the energy and vibration of Prajna Krishna. First, you will, a little energy will be dispelled from the heart. And gradually, it will increase. When he will reach the state of Nistha. So when he starts performing bhajan, he has so many anarchas in his heart. But gradually when it starts extinguishing and he reaches the state of Nistha, then Bahudesha Vartini. And 75% anarchas are dispelled from his heart. And when he reaches the state of Rati or Bhava, that time, most of the anarchas are dispelled from the heart. Only maybe 2% or 3% is remaining. And when his Rati or Bhava reaches the condensed state, then his heart is completely refrained from all sorts of anarcha. And when he attains the darshan of Lord, that is Ashyanti, he has no more desire to him, not even in dormant state. Even every state that have to rest in frame, there are some chances of anarcha of the Bharat Maharaji, though he attained the state of Bhavavata. He has some anarcha and he had to take guard. This is of a deer. Now, one question may arise. Jatarati and Jatapram. Whether a devotee who has developed Jatarati or Jatapram, can he commit any kind of offense? Is there any chance of committing an offense who has attained such if the devotee commits any offense under the lotus feet of a very elevated Vaishnava, then he might be lacking in bhava. Even if you're attaining the state of bhava, in the lack. Even if bhava can also be destroyed. And Rati doesn't say that Rati is Vaishnava. Shadow of the Rati. at the time of Ram Leela. The monkey named David, he has respect from Ramchandraji, but he committed offense in the bloodshed of Lakshman. Lakshmanji took the form of Baldev. He knows that, but he accepts the form. And that happens also, he criticizes him. And he and we to him. That's why Lakshman is very dear to Bhagwan. If someone commits an offense unto him, the Lord cannot accept it. One thing more. Take this case of Maharaj Chitraketu. He committed offense unto Bhagwan. This is not why? He was the disciple of Sankarshan. He was the god brother of Sankarshan. Of Shankarji. And Parvati could not tolerate it. And Parvati cursed him to go in the spirit of the demon. Shankarji said, what? You are so beautiful. You are my bride. He is so powerful. He could have saved himself from your curse and he could have cursed you. But he didn't do because he is elevated Vaishnava. When the glories of Bhagwan's name and praise very much. The application of this hour is instead of getting up with Monday business. So Chitrakata didn't commit any offense. He was joking with his god brother. He has that power. He can joke with his god brother. But Parvati couldn't understand it and cursed him. To do a round of the class here. Go to the one of the Actually, we need to mask her. We need to clear the mic. But the mic has a distribution in the mouth.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial.
None of that. It appears they lost their battery, their cell phone. Join us this evening for the morning.